Welcome to the Maria Heller Show, the internet's original podcast. Since the year 2000, always ahead of the curve, always on your side. A true warrior for truth and justice, Maria and her guests leave nothing out, and no one is off limits. There is only one truth, the rest is lies. Sit back, enjoy the education with a true daughter of Mother Earth. Sharp New York wit, spiritual knowing, and a very dry sense of humor, Maria will dissect the news and lies to make it all palatable. Education is power. Maria delivers rapid-fire truth like no one else can. Here she is, the mouth that roars, the legendary Maria Heller.
Good morning, world. Maria here, alive and kicking. Welcome to Stars Are Us, our monthly astrology show. And as I always say, you may not believe in astrology, but astrology believes in you. And it looks like we're going to have a pretty wild and wicked month. And I want to introduce my excellent co-host, the only astrologer I really recommend, Joe Anthony. If you're not familiar with his work, get over to planetswithin.com. I have a live link right here. Listen, today more than ever, you need to know what's going on astrologically, especially the month of July. So good morning, Joe.
Good morning, Maria. Good morning. Oh, yeah. If there was a month that you needed to know what's going on, this is it.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's the birthday and maybe the death day of the United States. So I wasn't too surprised when I saw how crazy the astrology is this month. I mean, talk about busy. It looks like the busiest sky ever.
Yes, and we have a lot of activity. And as I wrote in my newsletter, as I began the news, I hold on to your sanity because the weather is heating up. And there's just a lot going on, including a couple of eclipses, a couple of retrogrades, and the energy we're feeling right now that's coming in from the galactic center is not very comfortable. And so this is a absolutely unstable month. Mm-hmm. And I mean that. Unstable is the only way I can describe it.
Well, you know, it's so interesting. The other day I had three clients in a row. Every last one of them wanted to split up with their husband or boyfriend.
Well, yeah. And this is very common because of the uncertainty of where we're going. And we're just feeling this irritation and I feel it as well as everyone else. And I'm sure you're feeling it too. And that's what's changing is our physical body as well, not just our minds, but our emotions and our feelings. I mean, we're going through Cancer. Cancer is already a sign that represents emotions and feelings. But Cancer people, and you talk to them, they always feel irritated or irritable. And so we have this energy that we're dealing with this month that's already irritable. And on top of that, you got the Mars retrograde, which is about our motivation and drive. And who are we taking it out on? The people closest to us.
Of course.
Family, loved ones, and it's normal. It's totally normal because those other people are a reflection of us.
Absolutely. Well, who else? Right. Who else are you going to take it out on except the person that's there? You know what I mean? It's like, exactly. Children of a divorced couple, they're always going to take it out on the primary parent because that's the one that's there.
Exactly. So it's not surprising that the relationship issues are becoming a major factor this month. Mm-hmm. And so as the Mayan calendar and the Mayan writings are talking about how humanity was going to split, and that means on every level. Those that understand what's happening are in relationships that, are caring and compassionate and they're on the same wavelength. Those that are not are going to go their separate ways, especially towards the end of the month when the lunar eclipse once again indicates endings, completions, moving on from people, situations that we need to move on from. And so it's another doorway that's opening up that says in the next 6 months to a year, you're going to see endings and completions.
Right.
So, not surprising. And too many people stay in relationships too long because out of safety and security. And that's all fear-based.
Absolutely. So, I always tell my clients or anybody I know, settling in a relationship is ridiculous. The only thing that's supposed to settle is lawyers in a house.
There you go. So,
but it is interesting, and I really feel sorry for people that are going through all this crap. You know, I'm happy to help them. Don't get me wrong, and of course, you know, like you, I do with a lot of humor and softness. But we're all feeling it. You know, everybody's feeling it. I don't know how anybody can say that they're not feeling a little bit off or insane. You know, I see the insanity going across America and the whole world. It's not even just here. And then I was reading your newsletter and I was like, holy for holy, Batman. Two eclipses and five planets in retrograde this month. You got to know that means a whole lot of upset and action.
Absolutely. And it's interesting because last night I watched a video that I actually purchased about the Mayan calendar and crop circles. And it was actually very informative and I enjoyed it. It basically just showed or was trying to indicate that the cycle of 2012 and beyond was all about humanity changing, you know, becoming more aware, becoming more understanding of their purpose and their place in the universe. And so the Mayans all knew this. And here we are experiencing everything that this culture and many others have discussed, a time frame where humanity must become more aware of itself.
Exactly.
And so, unfortunately, so many people don't even know what the hell's going on. All they do is live in their little bubbles.
Right.
And so that bubble is cracking. And they're forced to look at everything from a different perspective, and they don't want to. And so here we have the society breaking apart on every possible level.
I know. It's so, like a scene out of a horror movie.
Yes. Well, unfortunately, as you know, and your listeners know, and our listeners here, that the entire history of humanity has been, you know, lies. We've been given lies after lies after lies about every area of humanity. And so what do you expect?
I know. You know? And it's amazing, especially when somebody just wakes up to the, to all of it and they're totally freaked out and they go out there like a born again Christian, you know, like psychopaths. I don't mean to laugh at it, but that's the wrong way to go about letting people know that everything we've ever been taught was a lie. You know, but, you know, it's interesting because I had posted yesterday this same post that I put up every so often. It's almost like a reminder to people. I'm going to see if I can find it while we're chit-chatting. And usually I'll get, you know, maybe 1,200 likes on, you know, those types of posts. But this one actually came in yesterday with over 5,000. Okay, you know, Joe, that's like almost an impossibility. Okay, but you know, people need to be reminded that all of this is an illusion and to step out of the fear. I'm going to look for it. I have it in front of me now. Here it is. You're a ghost driving a meat-coated skeleton made from stardust, riding a rock, hurtling through space. Fear nothing. And now it's at 5,322 likes. So people need to be reminded. We get so caught up in the matrix that, you know, everybody is like, oh, this is terrible. This is horrible and this and that. And they don't get this is just a bad DVD. It's like a video game that's coming to its close. And we have to start co-creating the next DVD that we're going to throw our avatars into.
Exactly. And one of the things that this video that I watched last night was suggesting is that the star people were going to return. Okay. And as you know, and your listeners know that we have a strong connection to beings from other places that have seeded us or genetically manipulated us or whatever it is. Okay. But they were making a strong emphasis on this in this video. That a lot of the symbols that they were showing in their calendar was suggesting that this time frame, that there was going to be lots of interaction with the star people. Now, this is why I believe that we have to go through this cleansing process, because if we don't do it gradually right now over the next couple of years, and these starships and star people, whoever they are, start showing up in droves, people are going to lose their marbles even faster. You know, of thinking that seeing things.
Right. Well, then their whole reality, their whole false reality, it turns to crap at that point.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I think this is why the governments and the churches and whatnot have held this information back, because they'd all be out of business as soon as that happened.
Right. Right.
But, you know, I think about the Anunnaki, and I'm wondering if they mentioned the Anunnaki in that video you bought, because they're supposedly the creators, and they've always said they would return.
Well, actually, in the video, they mentioned in one of the tablets that it was the Sumerian. They were using a lot of the Sumerian symbols and referencing beings. So that was very interesting, how this Mayan culture was using Sumerian symbols.
Well,
so we know the Sumerian culture is one of the oldest.
Of course.
And so,
of course.
This was,
you know, right after we invaded Iraq, David Icke and I were the only two people to comment on the fact that one of the first things our troops did was they raided and stole some of the Sumerian tablets.
Of course.
You know, nobody else was covering that. It was almost like the war was a cover for all the ancient treasures that were being looted, including the Sumerian tablets, which supposedly have, you know, all the secrets for, you know, monatomic gold and living forever and all this stuff. So I know it might sound crazy to a lot of people, but just start doing the homework is the way I say. You can start with Zechariah Sitchin's work. You know, I give it 90% credibility. And of course, you know, David Icke has covered it a lot. And here we are. But here we are now in the month of July 2018. And I'm going back to two eclipses and five planets in retrograde, including Mars and Mercury. When does the Mercury retrograde start, Joe?
At the end of the month on the 26th
in Leo.
You know, the first thing we have to notice is that Mars is retrograde. Now, that is important because this happens almost every 2 years. And Mars going retrograde definitely makes the energy feel more erratic than normal. Even more so than Mercury retrograde. Mercury is about our thinking and communication, electronics, all that fun stuff. But Mars is our drive. And so when you have this retrograde of Mars, you don't feel like you're moving forward. Bottom line, that's like being in a car and you're stuck in reverse. So that's what this month feels like. And then on top of that, the two eclipses are suggesting, hey, there are doorways that are opening up. But if you're in a car that's going backwards, how do you move forward? And then on top of that, throw in the Mercury retrograde at the end of the month, which is suggesting once again, hey, look at the past, look at the past, clean up the past.
Learn from the past.
Push and pull.
Right.
Right, learn from the past. And it's this push and pull, as I wrote in my newsletter, it's this feeling of a push and pull.
Well, so, you know, I don't usually see your newsletter starting out with the dastardly first sentence you put, weird month ahead, lots of people losing their marbles, watch for significant events or news towards the end of July. That's not how you usually start your newsletter. And I was like, well, oh my God.
Actually, that was just for you, but when I wrote the newsletter, the first line was, hold on to your sanity this month, friend, as the weather heats up, so does the cosmic activity.
Right.
That
well, you
the
know,
line.
Right.
So,
well, I'm glad you didn't post that. I was like, holy frick, what kind of a show are we going to have this week? But it's interesting when you say things are heating up, because last week was the hottest week on record worldwide. So physically, the earth is heating up. You see all the volcanoes blowing. You know, Hawaii is still flowing lava. You know, and I thought back to, and I know you remember, you know, you start with the harmonic convergence. I think that was like 1988, where a lot of people woke up and everybody got into the earth changes. You remember people were selling maps of where the earth was going to shift and all this stuff. But I constantly remind people now, well, you always wanted the earth changes. Well, here they are. How do you like them? You know what I mean? So I think that it's like, you know, like people that pray to God, you know, for God's kingdom to come on earth. Well, if you read the Bible, you know, this is not a God that does anything in a soft manner, okay? It's like upheaval and destruction. So, you know, people have to be careful what they pray for.
Exactly, and not to harp back on the video last night, but it just confirmed a lot, because it was suggesting that since 1999, their astrology was suggesting that the Earth was going to go through some sort of change physically, along with the sun. So there was a lot of reference, and I already knew this stuff. I mean, this was just a great reminder.
Right.
That they were suggesting that the sun was going through a phase. And back in 1991, 92, we were in a solar maximum. So we would begin to see weather patterns and changes. And here we are.
Mm-hmm.
And so we are in this zone where the weather is absolutely playing a major role and will continue to do so in the years ahead. Well, why is that important? Number one, not only are we heating up and cooling, you know, extreme weather patterns, but it's affecting the crops and it's affecting food and it's affecting, you know, our livelihood, how we live on this planet. Mm-hmm. You know, if we can't grow food, we got a problem.
Right.
So that is absolutely a must for anyone that's interested in knowing what's happening is the weather changes and the sun patterns. I strongly suggest everyone listening subscribe to Space Weather or one of the other organizations that monitors the weather mm-hmm. and the sun, because this is a big indicator of the changes
right.
That are going to continue to occur. So they go hand in hand with our behavior, our livelihood, our growth, all of it, because the sun is a vibration. It's an energy. It's a light, a photon light that affects us. We know that.
Right.
So this is something that's not going away. And this month, it's so unstable. You know, anything's possible with the weather.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the volcano. Look at all the volcanoes that are erupting.
Right. Well, I saw this morning, I forget which weather site it was. I guess there's a Hurricane Fabio forming. So, you know, this look at you're here in Arizona with me. You know, I don't know about you, Joe, but I've been here forever and I have never seen the heat in the mountains that we have had consistent day after day after day of 100 degrees. That never happens mm-hmm. at 5,000 feet mm-hmm. above sea level. How is it where you are? I'm sure it's just as bad.
It was 106 yesterday.
Right. Well, and, okay. You know, they had a haboob in the valley, you know, and they have another dust storm this morning. No rain, but plenty of, you know, that. You know, I don't remember a summer where the forests were closed from the beginning of the summer all the way through, which I'm glad they are. But, you know, nothing is normal anymore. You can't count on the weather being normal.
No. And one of the things that I would caution everyone is to be very mindful. This is not the same energy coming from the sun. It's much more intense. The radiation is much stronger, and it can burn you. I mean, you don't have to be out for long and feel the intensity of that sun. And there are actually people on YouTube that I follow who are amateur astronomers and have been following all these stories, and they have an indicator, a radiation indicator.
Mm-hmm.
That is amazing because they're measuring it across the country and it's definitely gone up in the last few years.
Right.
So this is something to really pay attention to, especially as we go into the summer months. This is when the Earth is being bombarded by, you know, a lot of sun.
Well, I have to tell you, I don't know if you've noticed it. I actually thought maybe I was like developing cataracts or something. But I find that the sun is so much brighter than it's ever been. Mm-hmm. I mean, if I go outside mm-hmm. in the morning, I have to divert my eyes to the floor because I don't want to get sunspots in my eyes. And
exactly.
I thought it was my imagination, but I don't think so. It's just like brutally bright, almost like when you get an eye test and they put those drops in your eyes. You know how weird everything looks after
mm-hmm.
that? And I'm like, man, absolutely. I keep my shades down. And, you know, I'm not a sunglass person, but I am now.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, oh, my God, the sun is blinding. And listen, we need the sun to live. But mm-hmm. we also need to, you know, understand what's happening. And I agree with you on the radiation because I got that story, too, that radiation is up. And that's
exactly.
without humans created radiation or Fukushima or, you know, nuclear power plants
mm-hmm.
leaking radiation and the rest of it.
Mm-hmm.
But it looks like we do have, and I wanted to ask you, there's so much in this. You said there are 5 planets in retrograde. We already covered Mars and Mercury. What are the other 3?
Well, we have Saturn retrograde.
Uh-huh.
And we also have, you know, these are the outer planets. Pluto's retrograde, Neptune's retrograde, Saturn's retrograde. Mars is retrograde. And at the beginning of the month, we have Jupiter still in retrograde, but that's going to go direct on the 10th. Well, so there is a little bit of good news. You know, Jupiter going direct always makes us feel a little bit better, and we can think a little clearly. But at the end of the month, we'll have Mercury retrograde. So you got Mercury at the end of the month, Mars, Saturn, Neptune, and Pluto. So you got five planets retrograde. And so anytime we have five or more planets in retrograde, especially inner planets like Mercury, Mars, and Venus, there's always a feeling, you can always feel it. Mm-hmm. So again, I have said to all my clients and my videos, I would say, don't make any major decisions this month. Mm-hmm. It's not the right energy. And I feel bad for some of the people that are moving and have decided to, you know, do different things, but they don't know any better. And that's their path. You know, they're making choices and they're experiencing, and I'm not saying it's right or wrong.
Right.
It just is.
Well, listen, it's always everybody's freedom or free will to do anything they want to do. I mean, I always say that to my clients, you know, I'll say, listen, you know, this is what I see, but you know, you do whatever you want to do once you hang up this phone. But what I have found after all these years, Joe, when people exercise free will and fall off the path that they set up for themselves, it never works out.
Mm-hmm. Because their expectations are unrealistic, or they're just limiting their belief system. And I found out myself that, you know, you think a certain way and then the universe throws you a curveball that it's not what you thought it would be, you know, but how else do you learn, you know, by experiencing something different?
Right. Well, it's like that little magnet I have on my fridge. We plan, God laughs.
Exactly.
I mean, there's nothing wrong with making plans, but that doesn't mean they're ever going to happen or happen the way you expect. Well, it is a month. I would think this month should be fairly good for Cancerians, is it?
Oh, yeah. But they're one of the signs that are going to go through some of the major transformations this month, because the eclipse on the 12th is in Cancer, the first of two eclipses, solar eclipses. These are both partial eclipses. That means that the sun is not, it's not completely being blocked out. But yes, if you're a Cancer, you're feeling the urge to change. Mm-hmm. And it's in every area of your life, moving, relationships, making money, investments, all of that stuff. And Cancer, unfortunately, is a very secure driven sign. So it values safety and security over everything else.
Mm-hmm.
And so with all this energy coming in and the solar eclipse, it's suggesting over the next 6 months that there are going to be a lot more changes to their physical well-being. In other words, gaining weight, losing weight, changing their appearance, how they're seen in the world, how they're seen to family and friends.
Mm-hmm.
And so get ready for these changes. Anytime you have eclipses in certain, you know, whatever sign they're in, they are going to affect that sign. Mm-hmm. And so here's an eclipse in Cancer.
Right.
It's going to highlight. Cancer also is the country. United States is born under a Cancer nation, as you mentioned earlier.
Right.
It's the United States is undergoing a massive transformation right now, not just politically, but socially, economically, spiritually. Behind the scenes, there's a lot of changes going on that cannot be revealed at this time, because it would be too much too soon for humanity and this country. And so it's a slow process. And the messages I've gotten, not just intuitively and psychically, but also from people who are connected to the inside, where they claim to be connected to the inside, you never know, are saying the same thing. I think I sent you something, Maria, about the bad guys behind the scenes.
And that was the one thing I didn't have time this morning to get to, because I had a lot of desperate people calling me all morning.
There you go.
God.
The title read, News Briefing, Alliance Seizing Trillions Stolen by Deep State, Preparing to Give It Back. So that was the title, and it's by David Wilcock. And so, you know, it just the information is there going on behind the scenes. And of course, it has a lot to do with the banking and the powers that shouldn't be behind the scenes that are being slowly eradicated or taken out or whatever it is. You know, but again, the country is a Cancer nation, and it'll continue to go through transformations in the next 6 months to a year.
Right.
So,
I will say this. If anybody wants to read David Wilcock, that's your decision. My own opinion is that he's a phony, and there I said it on the air, and I can't tell you why, but I'd be happy to tell you off air. But everybody make your own decisions. It's like people will listen to my show and some people won't, you know. It's whatever you resonate to. If it makes you feel the warm and fuzzies, good. You're looking at Venus coming into Virgo this month. Doesn't that lighten things up and make people happier?
No way.
Oh, God. I'm believing all the romance about Venus then.
In the newsletter, with Venus moving into pick it apart Virgo, don't expect to find anything you like for a while. Virgo's a perfectionist. Virgo loves to analyze and take apart things.
Right.
And Venus just, you know, by itself wants peace and quiet. But when Venus is going through Virgo, how can you make decisions about relationships and money matters and all this other stuff?
Right.
When Venus is not in a very favorable alignment in Virgo. Virgo also adds another element of nervous energy and anxiety and you know, feeling more irritable. So this is such a weird melting pot this month, Maria, of energies. Even with the planet, you know, the planets that are going direct, going from happy-go-lucky Leo into Virgo, not very good.
See, when I see something like that, I always assume that it's worse for Virgo. And I think about the people that are not, you know, because there's beauty and art and harmony involved in Venus. But sure. I guess it affects everybody, but wouldn't it affect Virgos even worse?
Absolutely. They start thinking about relationships and the relationships they don't have. They start picking apart the current relationships that they have. They start overanalyzing their financial situation.
Uh-huh.
This is what Virgos do. Sorry, Virgos, you guys are the sign of the perfectionist.
Well,
and so your job is to analyze everything in the most minute details so you could make better choices and decisions and to change things. Think about a scientist, someone who studies molecular structures and is looking at the atom and so on and so forth. That's great for that.
Right.
But unfortunately, it's not great for personal relationships. It's not great for making money. It's not great for your everyday life.
Huh.
So when we have this alignment, the nitpicking starts and focusing on the small things. Oh, you never do this. Oh, you never take care of this. And,
right.
You know, it's the critic comes out.
Huh.
And unfortunately, it's part of life as we go through these cycles. And when you have retrogrades like we do now this month and you have Virgo, they have Virgo energy in play, guess what? You're going to have more arguments. You're going to have more disagreements. So get ready for that.
Oh, God, time to lay low. So if everybody's I usually want to lay low just on a Mercury retrograde. This is like, oh, God, maybe I shouldn't talk to anybody the rest of the month. But, you know, that's not me. But I'll try to keep myself in check. But you did say that Jupiter's going to go come out of retrograde, right, on the 10th. Wouldn't that be a little bit more about expansion and things happening?
Well, absolutely. Jupiter loves knowledge. Jupiter loves experiences. This is why anybody born in the Sagittarius loves to travel, loves to explore. They want to know. They want you know, growth, the growth that comes with Jupiter moving forward. Now, Jupiter is going to move forward in Scorpio. Now, Scorpio is another sign like Virgo. It likes to analyze. It wants to know how things work at the subatomic level and the deepest part of our psyche. So when you have this planet waking up once again, everything that we've thought about internally and the stuff that's been hidden below the surface, like conspiracies and who runs the world and how the system really works, is coming to the surface.
Right.
Once it goes direct. So expect some more very interesting news now that Jupiter will go forward after the 10th that will kind of surprise and shock people, like the whole pedophilia thing. We know that it's a corrupt, you know, sick ritualistic background that's been going on for hundreds, if not thousands, of years.
Right, but it's being exposed so much more now, just like this Me Too movement with all these pigs, you know what I mean?
So
things that have been hidden since I was a young girl. I mean, everybody's out there now talking about it.
Mm-hmm. And so we're going to have a lot more of this information unfolding throughout the rest of the year. Because Jupiter will stay in Scorpio till November. And so the information that's going to be coming out will be coming from the financial sector. It'll be coming from the powers that shouldn't be. It'll be coming from things that you wouldn't ordinarily think of as normal. Mm-hmm. And so this is part of the transformation. And this is why I said in this newsletter that it's a month where new energy is coming in, but the old energy is still there, lingering about, because it's flushing things out. And with Jupiter going direct, it's flushing information out. It's flushing mm-hmm. things that are hidden. Some of it is psychologically heavy. You know, for the average person, when they find out, oh my God, there's a pedophile ring that's been going on with right. the Vatican and the powers that be.
Right.
That's shocking to so many people.
Right. Or, oh my God, you mean my vote doesn't count? The stuff I've been talking about for 20 years. You know, I've been right. saying for so long on my show that we need to an enema from the top of the government all the way down to the street cop. And you can see it's happening. You know, mm-hmm. and listen, nobody said change is comfortable. Okay, if change was comfortable, more people would get out of their boring rut that they call their lives. Just buckle up. Just buckle up, Hucklebuck, and just get ready, because it sure looks like it's going to be an interesting time. Joe, we need to take a short break. When we get back, let's talk a little bit about the second retrograde this month. The second eclipse. So stay with us. Joe and I will be right back.
Spiritual Professor is a name some of Maria's students and clients refer to her as. After a consultation or class with Maria, some have gone as far as calling her the Force or the Oracle. Maria is simply a woman, a mother, and grandmother who was born with a keen natural intuition. She's got a lot of life experience, and she's a constant student herself. This is what qualifies her to help those who are on their journey and need some direction. Some students visit her in person, others on the phone or on Skype. Maria will work with you on your own timeline, guiding you down your best possible path. You can learn to balance the mind, body, and spirit in what seems to be a world gone mad. As David Icke says about Maria, Maria's the real deal, extremely intuitive but with her feet firmly on the ground, out there, but down here, no bullshit. Whatever you need in this part of your journey is what Maria will help you with. She'll give you the tools you need to make the rest of your life the best of your life. See private consultations with Maria on the site at meria.net and pick the one that resonates with you. You are not alone. The professor is in at meria.net. Now back to the show.
Okay, welcome back to Stars Are Us with myself, Joe Anthony. Get over to his site, planetswithin.com. And do yourself a favor. If you've never had your chart done, it's time for you to get it done so you can figure out how you relate to all these other things we talk about. The second eclipse, is that a lunar eclipse?
Yes, it is. And it will be in Aquarius at 4 degrees, for those of you keeping track. And again, Aquarius represents humanity. It represents technology. It represents information, the collective as a whole. And anytime we have a lunar eclipse in Aquarius, it's about humanity coming to terms with understanding itself, you know, and that's what's happening.
Right.
We are trying to understand or grasp that the world is changing, not just local politics. And you could see it all over the world, how people are just changing, you know, their perception of everything. And so the lunar eclipse is once again suggesting that we let go of old beliefs and ideas about humanity,
right.
You know, and that we're these limited beings just, you know, blindly going through life. That's a belief that we have to let go of. We are very powerful spiritual beings having human experiences. That's what we need to embrace. And that we are all connected to the matrix. Not the matrix, but, you know, we're all connected to the source.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it has to be all for one and one for all mentality.
Right.
Not, I'm just in it for me.
You know? Right. Well, I think that me generation that started probably in the 70s has resulted a lot in what we have today, you know. And it's not fair. It's not fair to the younger people. But that's the way it is. And, you know, duality is coming to an end. And people are either going to choose to stay in it on a very nasty timeline, or they're going to accept the end of duality, because that's the, one of the biggest problems on this planet. We also, you have that the sun's going to be in opposition to Pluto, which is going to be in retrograde.
Well, this is the big one, because the solar eclipse on the 12th in Cancer is going to be opposing Pluto in retrograde. So anytime you have an eclipse, number one, being opposed by Pluto, the great transformer or destroyer, you will see changes coming to government, especially in this country, because we're a Cancer nation.
All right.
In the next 6 months, you will see people being taken down. You will see organizations associated with corruption. Mm-hmm. You will see the country being transformed from behind the scenes and then publicly. Mm-hmm. So this is why I said hold on to your hats, because information that's coming in the next few months is going to be kind of interesting, you know. And that's what Pluto is going to do, because it's in Capricorn, the sign that represents government.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's why I'm saying all this.
Right.
And so it's going to trigger many different things to many different people.
Right.
And so people, events, circumstances, all that stuff is going to be continue to be exposed. And I wrote in the newsletter, by the time the next Cancer Capricorn eclipse on January the 5th, 2019, you'll begin to understand your personal story, but also what's happening in society to, let's say, this country, because we're a Cancer nation.
Right.
You will see more changes coming to the governments.
Well, you could see that already happening, you know, after, God knows, way too long, Scott Pruitt finally got fired. You have people even in Congress, which you know how I feel about Congress, they're all useless, but they all want to disband ICE, which was supposed to just been set up, you know, for after 9/11. You know, you've got people fighting against these concentration camps for kids. It's like everybody started waking up. I think this election woke a lot of people up, even to the fact that there are superdelegates, the Electoral College, you know, things people have, for whatever reason, been in the dark about for like 100 years in this country. So it's interesting to see where it's all going to go. But adding all this month's astrology, my sense is it's gonna get downright ugly out there.
And it might, especially at the end of this month with the lunar eclipse in Aquarius. Now, what makes this lunar eclipse at the end of the month so unstable, and I put it in the newsletter, is it's going to be aligning with Mars. Mars and the eclipse, I mean, and the Aquarius eclipse are going to be together, okay? Retrograde Mars together with the lunar eclipse.
Huh.
And it will be squaring, which is a tough alignment, to unpredictable Uranus. Talk about a powder keg, a powder keg of energy, you know? And so it's, I would strongly suggest to everyone, after the 19th, not to get into arguments, not to get irritated, not to lash out or, you know, be very careful driving, because Mars represents vehicles and driving, and Uranus is unpredictable. This is such an unstable energy that, and I'm not trying to scare anyone, you know that.
No, that's
I'm just trying to tell people the cycle is very unstable.
All right, so, you know,
don't
better
make
to know.
Any rash decisions.
Right, and that's why we do this show, so people could know in advance. Sometimes just knowing in advance makes it easier and also helps give you some direction on how to conduct yourself, you know, what not to overreact to. And you know, that's the best reason we do this show. It's not because we like to hear ourselves talk, although I do like talking to you, Joe. Now, then we have the sun going into Leo, which you call kicking off the season of the lion on the 22nd.
Well, yeah, the lion represents the summer. It represents, you know, the sun is ruled by Leo rules the sun. So it's the lion season. And what that means is every time the sun goes into Leo, we feel more courageous. We feel more empowered. And this is not a good, great combination when you have the lunar eclipse at the end of the month and you're looking for challenges and you're looking to, get out there and shine.
Right.
You're going to absolutely run into obstacles. People that think that you're fully yourself, or the ego starts coming out, and all the, you know, because Leo's a bold sign, so it likes to make bold gestures. It likes to be seen and heard. It likes to get into conflict at times when on the negative side, you know, all the signs have negative and positives. Mm-hmm. So the negatives of Leo is it's a bit bombastic, and it likes to challenge things, you know, because it's looking for a confrontation to challenge itself.
Uh-huh.
And so the Leo pride and energy is sort of elevated at this time.
Right.
And it's not a great month to elevate this Leo energy with all this other stuff going on. And then you throw Mercury in Leo retrograde at the end of the month, you've got just a total confusion in the mix. And so, but the positive side of Leo is that there's a creative side. Leos love to be creative. And so there's a need to express that creativity in some form. My suggestion, do it through music. Music is a vibration.
Right.
And when you're listening to music you enjoy, you feel good.
Mm-hmm.
You express yourself through music and share with others. And so this is a month with the Leo energy to really be smart and express yourself in ways that are not going to cause confrontation or, getting into situations where you have to defend your beliefs and your ideas.
Right.
Express it through the creative arts, and it'll be much more rewarding, especially at the end of this month and the eclipse. You know, at least let that go by before you get into any arguments or discussions about politics or religion or any of that other stuff.
Right. Well, you know, it's interesting you talk about music. I don't know if you've hit on it yet, but for some reason, YouTube, my channel on YouTube, you know how they use their algorithms to figure out what you like and don't like. They have an entire channel. I don't remember the name, but anybody can put it in their search engine, which will give you music at different megahertz for whatever it is you want, whether it's healing, whether it's for sleeping, whether it's for awareness. And they give you a description of each level of the megahertz. And some of them are like 12 hours long. So you could like pop it on if you want to help with your sleep and actually see, you know, leave it on while you're sleeping. So, you know, there's a lot of free good stuff out there if you know where to look.
Exactly. And those are the Savachi frequencies. And I have them, and I do the same thing that you just, I play it in the background sometimes, depending on what I'm doing on the computer.
Right.
And it does help. It definitely feels better. You definitely feel more mellow, depending on what you're doing. But I got to tell you, today, as we're doing this, I could hear the high-pitched frequency in my ears. Even though I've got headphones on, I could hear the frequency. It's so loud, you know. And I know this is that has something to do with the sun, or it has something to do with the energy coming from the galactic center. So, but everything we're talking about, I'm sure you're doing the same thing. I'm getting to people and I'm trying to get them to understand that everything is sound and light.
Mm-hmm.
Everything.
Right.
Is a vibration of light and sound of this source. And this cuts through the BS, makes them think. Hopefully they get to the point where they want to research it, you know, and understand it. But everything is light and sound.
Exactly.
And so it makes sense.
And that's why, you know, when people don't realize when they spit out a negative thought, you know, it's bad enough to have the negative thought, but when they say it out loud, they don't get that that's all you need to start creating that as reality. So I always tell people, be careful what you think, and certainly don't put energy behind it with sound. But a lot of people do, you know what I mean? And then they feel like it was a self-fulfilling prophecy, but they don't get that they called that in on themselves when they didn't have to.
Exactly. So the bottom line is remember who you are, and remember that this cycle is very powerful. and that this month's cycles are a transformational cycle. There's doorways that are opening to the past that are suggesting, hey, look at that as a life experience. Mm-hmm. Don't focus so much on the future this month because it's going to be very hard. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, the energy is there with the eclipses, especially the Cancer eclipse, and then next month the other eclipse, is suggesting, hey, look to the future in a different way. Change the way you view the world. And since we're talking about Cancer, how you view your safety and security in the world. Mm-hmm. And your family and your connections to everyone. And so that's what it's suggesting this month with all this energy, this cosmic energy, and not to do things that are going to be disruptive to your personal well-being. It's really a month to lay low.
That's what I know. That's what I've been getting all along. Just lay low. Try not to piss anybody off. This is not a time to make a major decision, folks, especially in relationships or moving or anything like that, or, you know, starting a new business. I would say definitely put it off. So then we have a blood moon at the end of the month, right?
Yeah, and that's because of the hue, of the reddish hue, and especially with Mars being very closely aligned to it. So we will see this, you know, the moon will look like it has a reddish tint to it. And that's because of Mars being so close. Think about the sun shining on the moon and then Mars being so close to it. So it's reflected, kind of reflecting the light off of the moon. Mm-hmm. And bouncing off Mars to get to the moon. So, and of course, everyone thinks that blood moons are omens and stuff like that. And in this case, I would suggest that it is, in a certain extent, meaning that change, meaning that another change is in the works. I don't know about you, but I've been seeing snakes a lot. Huh. And the symbol of the snake is transformation.
Right.
Shed your skin. I'm biking. So this indicates a time of great change. And so look at it as a symbolic way. Look at it from a symbolic standpoint. Blood moon, a change.
Right. Well, you know, the snake is also a sign of Scorpio. So
yes,
it's a totem animal of Scorpio.
Right. So transformation. Right. No matter how you slice it, it's transformation. Mm-hmm. And as I said before, the beauty of this increased energy is more greater intuition and awareness. And so we are becoming more aware of our own abilities and how we're tapping into the spirit or subconscious or source. Mm-hmm. And I don't know about you, but I mean, I could tap in very easily these days to what's going on in other people's lives, mm-hmm. situations that are going on. It seems to be very much, right there. I could feel it. I could sense it. And that's the upside to all this increase in frequency and energy.
Right.
So we've got to learn how to use this stuff.
Okay? Absolutely. We all have it. Absolutely. Well, yeah, I have noticed that, but I'm also noticing that a lot of my Reiki students, it's like all mm-hmm. of a sudden, and Reiki does just, it develops your intuition automatically. You don't have to do anything once you have your attunements. It just happens. But what I'm finding is how quickly they're becoming multidimensional. How quickly sure. they're seeing the overview of their lives. They're not, you know, trapped looking at it from an ant's perspective. It's like they can see the whole thing from the eyes of an eagle, flying over the whole thing, and it's wonderful. You know, you told me at the beginning yeah. of the year when you did my astrology that my intuition was going to be sharper than ever this year, and I thought that, how could that happen? But you were absolutely right. So,
well, yeah.
I mean, people get freaked out when I read for them now. And for me, it just rolls out. I mean, it's like a no-brainer. And, you know, that's what I pride myself on even doing my show, is my intuition. So, you know, so far it's been right. So I'm going to stick with it. And a lot of people really? Need to do that. This is a month where people need to, you know, hold your tongue back and think with your heart before you respond to anything.
That's it. That's all we can do is pay attention. The world is opening up to us. It's just not in ways that we've been taught. you know?
Right.
Could you imagine if we were taught at a young age that you have these abilities to understand things at a deeper level, and you're going to see things, and you're going to have visions, and you can interact with them, and you just need to learn to understand them.
Right.
You know, every little kid that sees, I saw this, I saw mommy, I saw dead relatives, blah, blah, blah. If you encourage them to use that ability and growing up, guess what? There would be a greater appreciation. There
right.
would be stronger intuition.
Right.
We'd all understand each other. We wouldn't have to go around fighting and arguing with each other.
Exactly.
It would be a total new world.
Right. But you've uncovered really in that, in what you just said, Joe, you've uncovered the true deep state. Because the people that control this world have always known about those tools and have always kept them from the rest of us.
That's right.
You know, and I'll be doing I'll be doing a show with Michael Feely again the end of the month on his latest book, where he explains all of that. You know, all the mm-hmm. secret language, all the secret symbolism, everything that's been held back from the majority. You know, these people in power have been using that to control us for so long. But it's time for us to wake up to that reality and realize, like Sunbear used to say, there's nothing supernatural about working with the elements, with doing what I do. You know, it was always very natural. And then they started saying there was something evil or wrong within. They kind of took that knowledge away from the people.
Well, yeah, because it's dangerous when you've got people that have been genetically manipulated and have had DNA strands removed, and, you know, it's too unstable to give people that kind of power. Can
right.
you imagine? Because the truth is that we manifest our reality every day.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what we think about, how we interact, we literally are creating our own reality. Could you imagine right now if that energy was released? In other words, we became more stronger in intuition and desire and creating reality.
Right.
How quickly everyone would want to be a millionaire, how quickly everyone would want, you know, the materialistic side of the world, and how quickly things would change. So it's almost like we have to slow down enough to really pay attention to what's really important.
Right.
You know,
well, the flip side of that is imagine everybody creating a reality based on love and peace, music, the arts, literature. You know, actually living and being the kind of people that we used to think were going to happen at, you know, in the new century. Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So it's a matter of changing mass consciousness. No small feat, but it can be done.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And it's happening. I see it happening. I see it, you know, it's gradually happening. Well, of course, in the community like Sedona here,
right.
it happens all the time. And I had another wonderful experience yesterday meeting somebody else. One of these young indigo kids that just, you know, kind of blew me away, but I don't want to get into it. But again, it happens all the time,
mm-hmm. right.
you know? And so you just have to embrace it and say, wow, this is an amazing experience. And that's the appreciation. That's where we're going. Those of us that understand will just start appreciating more and more and more of life and things that are alive.
Exactly.
So,
well, I don't know if you got to see my big surprise on the 4th of July, where I saw that gigantic herd of elk. And I thought that was the big thrill for me. And then the same night, for the first time, Joe, since I'm living in this house, an elk just pranced across my property, one single elk, which happens to be
yes.
my totem animal on the medicine wheel. So
yes. I did see that, and I said, boy, Maria must be opening up a zoo over there or something.
I would love to, but I was all thrilled.
Well, look, the animals are responding to the same energy and the frequency, and they're feeling more love, and they're feeling more comfortable and with human beings that they could sense are not a threat to them. So they're coming out too. And they're helping humanity appreciate more of life. So I think at some point we're not going to be killing animals anymore for food and all this other stuff. And so even the animals are feeling it.
Right. Well, you know, Sunbear used to say whenever a two-legged does something sacred, the animal kingdom recognizes it.
Sure.
So,
sure.
And I've always found that to be the truth. So you're saying that,
yeah.
Let's get back to your newsletter, because you said that we've had a series of Leo Aquarius eclipses. starting last year, you know, February 10th, August 7th, August 21st.
Right.
On and on.
Well,
is this the last of it?
This is. And as I wrote in the newsletter, all of these previous eclipses have been on that access point between Leo and Aquarius. So when you have many of the same eclipses, it's like a repeating theme. Hey, pay attention here, pay attention here, mm-hmm. you know? And so this is the end of these eclipses for now, and then they'll switch gears and go into the next signs, which is going to be Cancer, Capricorn. You'll see that. In other words, they're going backwards. But this series of eclipses have been really changing the fixed signs. So wherever this Leo and Aquarius energy is in your birth chart, it is dissolving or transforming that area of your chart that is fixed signs, because the fixed signs are Taurus, Leo, Scorpio, and Aquarius. Mm-hmm. And so these eclipses have affected two signs, these two areas. And so this indicates massive changes on that being fixed in those areas, wherever that is in your birth chart on a personal level. Mm-hmm. And on a larger scale, it has to do with royalty. It has to do with people in power or people that are famous, and how it affects humanity, you see, because that's what Leo and Aquarius represents. And so this series has continued. And if you want to really backtrack it, you go back 18, 19 years, we had the same eclipses. Huh. They repeat themselves every 19 years or so.
Right.
And so you go back and you see when that occurred and what happened to you back then, you'll see the same dynamics in that area that are happening now with this series of eclipses. Hmm. Make sense?
Yes, absolutely. Joe, sure. I want to thank you so much for joining me today, but we're out of time. And listen, we didn't get to do your personal horoscopes. We'll try and do that next month. You can get over to Joe's YouTube channel, Joseph Anthony. He's got a breakdown for every sign he posts. He works fastidiously on it. It's all posted there. You can check it out on his website, or you can sign up for his free newsletter. So I want to thank you, Joe, and I guess we'll talk soon.
Thanks, Maria.
Always
have a great
pleasure.
Month.
You too. Stay lay low. Bye. Joe Anthony. Bye. Check out his work. He's excellent. And I will see you guys on Monday. Thanks for supporting the show. Remember, your support is the support the show gets, and I'm sure you appreciate no commercial corporate hawking on my show. Have a safe weekend. I'll talk to you guys on Monday.
Thank you for listening and supporting The Maria Show. Tell others what you learned today. Knowledge becomes wisdom only when it's shared. Encourage others to subscribe today. www.maria.net. Often imitated, never duplicated. A world of information all in one place. www.maria.net. Always ahead of the curve. Always on your side. Get active or get radioactive. Subscribe today.